You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Welcome to the Branding with Purpose podcast, where we interview successful entrepreneurs on how their purpose has led to an impactful personal brand. I am so excited that you joined me today. I'm your host, Shantha Wetterhahn. Today's episode is sponsored by the wonderful Up to Me magazine. You can find the self-empowerment magazine at www.up2memagazine.com. We absolutely love having them as a sponsor. So thankful for them. Make sure you go online and check them out. I would like to introduce you to our very, very special guest today. Today on the show, we have personal stylist Tangeria Willis of eCloset.com. I think this is a perfect time to interview Tangeria and get some insight on how we can up our own personal style game. Okay, so let's get into a little bit of information, a little bit of background about Tangeria. Tangeria served as an electrical engineer for a nuclear manufacturing plant for several years before switching to IT. The fashion world, however, was calling her name in 2012 when she opened eCloset. eCloset is a high-end consignment store offering clients a premier one-on-one shopping experience. It's located in the Buckhead area of Atlanta. eCloset is a consignment store unlike any in the city. At eCloset, clients do not just purchase high-end merchandise, they are educated in the art of what to wear. And Willis is always just a phone call or a visit away. That's why I love having her on the show. I think we all could benefit from learning what to wear. Willis is expanding her personal brand with Tangeria Willis Styling. Her TWS clients include fashion models and local celebrities and the everyday woman whose closet needs a fresh update. Tangeria is sometimes referred to as the people whisperer for her ability to help her clients rethink their style choices to become the best they can be. She says, "I love to see how confident a woman becomes after working with me," states Willis. "I love helping them embrace that inner beauty, and I love the fact that I can do that by helping them select wardrobe pieces that are a perfect fit." Welcome, Tangeria. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really excited to be here.
Well, awesome. Well, how are you?
I am doing well. Full steam ahead in this new year, trying to stay warm in Atlanta.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I just want to jump right in. This is something near and dear to my heart. I love the idea of having a personal stylist. I don't have one, but I did up my game in terms of my own style and how I've dressed as an entrepreneur. It's been a journey. And I think when you come from corporate America like I did into entrepreneurship, you might be kind of brainwashed in thinking that you had to dress a certain part, a uniform, if you will. And I really had to go through the ups and downs of entrepreneurship and branding my business to figure out, hey, I don't have to wear a suit every day. I don't have to wear this, jacket and slacks or skirt in order to come across as professional. I can actually show my personality, which got me really excited about clothes. So I wanted to talk with you about that, you know, and that entire journey. I want to start off by talking about what our show's title, Dressing for Success. Tangeria, can you define that? What is dressing for success, and how can we all take that next step to do so?
Sure. Well, clothing, most people see as cosmetic only. Going into the new year, everyone has their goals and their visions of what they want to do, their inner beauty, their vision boards, how they want to make themselves better. in the new year. And your clothing choices are no different from that. When you get up in the morning and you look in your closet, you think about what it is that you want to wear, how you're going to present yourself going out into the world. People see that, and your inner beauty exudes through your clothing choices. So when you get up and you put on that outfit that makes you feel really good inside, it makes you look really good outside. And that's how your style gets elevated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how can we start? How do we start? Because, you know, a lot of times you might, you know, starting out, maybe being a new entrepreneur, you might not have the money to elevate your style. Maybe you don't even know where to start. Maybe you have clothes from 5, 10 years ago that you're, you know, you're still trying to make it work. So what are some steps we can all do to take that next right move forward in terms of elevating our own style, our own brand through our clothes?
That's why consignment is such an amazing, amazing market. With a lot of retailers now, you're not seeing a lot of department stores that people are shopping more intimate and personal, smaller boutiques. Consignment stores give you that experience. What consignment truly is, it's what is called gently used clothing or pre-owned. I like to call it previously loved because, in my opinion, someone else loved it before you did, but now it's yours to love. And you can buy and invest in really quality name brand, great fabrics, things that have barely been worn, most of them with tags, spend a quarter of the money that you would in a retail store, and still get the look that you want. So I would start with shopping at a consignment store, especially if your budget is limited. Find good consignment stores. You can come to eCloset or call me, but shop at a consignment store where you see the brands that you want, the brands that you like, the trends that you like. They're all there, and most of them have not been worn. I always say, would you rather pay a quarter of the price for something that that you know has been worn versus full price in a retail store for something that has probably been tried on 5 times and potentially returned to the store after someone else bought it and not know it?
Absolutely. Great point there. I wanted to get your thoughts on how to look for things in a consignment store. Sometimes it can be really overwhelming. I looked at your online store, and it looks very organized, and everything has its own category. But I've been to some consignment stores and even thrift stores around town, and a lot of times I just walk out because it's just so overwhelming, you know, and it's hard to find a really organized store. So what would be your rule of thumb, or, you know, how can you kind of mitigate through that and find the right things when it comes to shopping for consignment items?
Yes, I think consignment stores can be overwhelming. I like to set up my store. I don't want you to feel as though you are shopping in a consignment store when you come into my showroom. And so when you come in, I would look and see if it's someplace that I feel comfortable in, that I feel like shopping. I don't like to just thumb through clothes all day. I like to have clothes organized in a position, know where I'm going for dresses. But where I would start in a consignment store is make sure that you're not shopping trends. Look for quality pieces that will last. Your black dresses, a jacket, your black nude shoes, things that you can wear over and over again that are quality pieces. I would invest in consignment pieces that are probably name brand with a higher quality because you know they'll last, and they are classic pieces. So when you're shopping at consignment, start with your classic pieces that you know that you can get a lot of wear, you can do a lot of mixing and matching with, and then move on. You can move on to trendy, more expensive, inexpensive pieces, but that's where I would start. I would start with an idea of what I want my basic 10, and those are 10 pieces that you always have in your closet that you can always wear with jeans or with a dress or a simple jacket that you will always wear and can intertwine into your wardrobe. I would start with those pieces.
Wonderful. Great tips there. So what about actually your own personal style? You style a lot of people, and we all have a different idea of what clothes feel good, what clothes make us feel most confident in, what our own personal style is. Where do we start from there? How can we as women identify our own individual personal style? And what is the importance of that when it comes to confidence and business?
Well, I think that understanding the difference between style and fashion is where you start. And for me, style is who you are, what represents you. I'm trying to understand who you are to represent what your style is and what you want to represent. I am in the process of planning and having a fashion vision board party coming up. And this vision board party is representative of what your style, how you want your style to represent you in the coming year. What message do you want your style to give? When you walk out of the door, what is the story that you want someone to have or to say about you? And I think that's where you start to think and shape your style. The fashions are what you buy. And so a lot of people intermix the two and mix up the definitions of the two, and they think that they have to shop what's on the runway, what's there. But figure out the colors that look good on you. Colors always, and try to stay away from all black. Try to intertwine brighter colors into your wardrobe. Shop colors that you like. Shop clothing types that fit your body. Look at what fits your body and what feels good on you. If you look in the mirror when you put on your outfit and you say, it's okay, take it off. Because that will be your attitude the rest of the day. So you want to feel just as good outside as you do inside. And perception is everything. So when you're in your career and you're going into the office, you want to walk shoulders erect, head back. You want to know you look good, because when you know it, everyone else knows it. And you'll notice people will start to compliment you, and you'll feel better, and you'll be more productive. All of those things play a part. But I think what people do, we've learned so much, like you said, growing up, that there's this uniform that you wear, and a lot of times we get in our own way. We start off with what I call segmenting our clothes. These clothes I can only wear on Sunday. These are my church clothes. These are my work clothes. These are the clothes I wear on the weekend if I'm just sitting around the house. I think you have to stop that. You have to stop segmenting your clothes. Clothes are meant to be worn. Clothes are meant to feel good. If you feel good in that dress, wear it on a Tuesday. It doesn't matter that it's not Sunday. If it looks good on you going to work, wear it to work. Now, don't wear your cocktail dress to work, but you can wear all of the things that you wear other places. Stop segmenting your clothes and wear them as you feel that you want to. So because it makes you feel good. If that dress makes you feel good, put it on. And that starts to change your mindset about your clothing.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's something that I definitely did back in the day. Like, these are my church clothes. These are my work clothes, you know,
yeah.
And I didn't even let those two bleed into each other. And I definitely segmented it. It really kind of limited me in terms of my style and the clothes that I chose. But I must say that I have been on a style journey, and I have someone in my life who has really challenged and stretched me in terms of my own style. And mm-hmm. honestly, it's my 11-year-old. My daughter just has this natural eye for what looks good. And she'll even see a celebrity and say, you know, no, that doesn't look good. She shouldn't wear that. And, you know, the arms, the sleeves are a little weird. Or she really sees attention to detail, which I think, you know, is remarkable for her age. And thank God she's a godsend, because when I started really listening to her, my style evolved. And I started trying on things and wearing things that I never would have imagined wearing, but having her input really, really kind of pushed and pulled me. And I get so many more compliments, and I feel a lot more confident in my clothes now that I have this little person in my life. I think she has a natural gift for style, which definitely helps. But what about the people who may not even have someone like that to give them some honest input, or they don't naturally know what looks good, what feels good? How can you get down to the bottom of that? And do you just go in the store and try on a bunch of stuff to see what sticks? Or, you know, how do you really kind of, you know, wade your way through that and come out with some really good stylish pieces?
Well, I think when I work with my clients, and I think everyone should do this, you know, you kind of have a conversation with yourself. I have a conversation with my clients on who they are, what they do every day in their lives. I had a client, she's a fitness trainer, and she says, I wear jogging suits every day, or I wear, you know, track pants or, you know, fitness clothes every day. I don't dress up. And as we were talking, she started telling me about the transformations that she makes with her clients and what she tells her clients. And I sat there and I looked at her, and she looked at me and she's like, oh my God, I get it. It's the same thing with clothing. And so I try to get people to that aha moment of things that you do in your everyday life. It's really the same effect with the clothing once you put them on. And then we talk about color and colors that look good on you, because you can always start with colors that look good on you. And because colors will brighten up your skin, it'll brighten up your tone, it'll make you look happy. You will be happy to add color to your wardrobe. It will automatically add a happiness to you. If I always tell people, if you're having a bad day, put on something and put on something bright. Dress opposite of your mood in that case. So that you're not going through your day in that blah mood, in that mood of, oh my God, I don't want to do anything, I don't want to get up. No, wear something bright. And so those are the things that I try and tell my clients to do. So when they come to me and they have no clue, we just talk about where they are in their style journey and how we get them to the next point by what they're wearing, what they want to accomplish with their style, what they want Dory to be with their style, who they want, what they want to represent them when they walk out of the door. And then we choose clothing that fit them. Now, it doesn't always, you know, it takes a while, because as I said, I stand them in the mirror once they put on clothing and I ask them, how do you feel in that? Because I don't think you should have anything in your closet that you do not love. It could be a T-shirt, it could be a tank top, it could be a dress, but you should love whatever those pieces are, because if you don't, it's going to translate in how you represent yourself out in the world.
Great point. I think we can all take a look at our closet and find things that we don't love, and now it's a perfect time of the year to just kind of get rid of that stuff, give that stuff away, and just build a closet that we treasure. So I think that's
right.
A great point you just made. So let's talk about color. Is there a wrong way to do color?
Sure. Well, I think nowadays in fashion, you know, taking chances and taking risks are everything. The one thing about style is subjective. It's all about you, and I have this hashtag that I use all the time, and it's my style, my way. That means I can make my own rules with whatever style I want. Really big right now is mixing prints, and a lot of people are scared of prints and don't like to mix prints. And I always say an easy way to start into mixing prints is to do a print color top, a solid bottom, pants, skirt, or whatever, and then do a mixed print on your shoe or a flower or something like that. That's a way to ease into mixing print and adding color to your wardrobe. It doesn't have to be drastic. It could be really subtle, bright spots of flat of in your shoe or in your scarf or, you know, in your top. And then as you start to mix prints, pick out a key color, black and white or something like that. Black and white kind of mixes with every print. So you can always add something that has black and white in the top if it's like really floral and you add like a black and white striped skirt or top. You can always do something like that and it will look fantastic. But don't be afraid to try it. Don't be afraid to test different colors. I think your skin tone plays a lot with that. Like for me, I have more of an orangish tone in my skin tone, so yellow kind of makes me look washed out. So I'm careful not to wear certain types of yellow clothing because it doesn't brighten my face. It doesn't make me look my most exuberant self. So I think those are really the only things that I would look at. Otherwise, just take chances, take a risk, get out of your way. Stop telling yourself you don't look good in something. It's like saying I don't like broccoli and you've never tried it.
I like that analogy for sure. So what about undergarments? I have a sister who's about 11 years older than me, and something that she's always told me is the right outfit starts with the right undergarments. So can you give us some tips on, you know, that part of style that a lot of us overlook, having the right bra, having the right, you know, Spanx, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I completely agree with your sister. I think undergarments are everything. And I think the misconception that people think is that if you're a certain size, you don't need undergarments. I think everyone can use some sort of undergarment or shapewear. It doesn't have to be, and trust me, there are different types of shapewear. Some of them are more firming than others, but what they do is they help smooth out everything so that when your clothes go on, they go on and they give you a really smooth and clean and finished look. And so I would definitely go and find good undergarments. You can go to a lingerie store and they can measure you and talk to you about the right undergarments, as well as bras. You want bras that potentially, you know, that can lift you up and make sure. And that does not mean that you need padded bras, because if you have enough, then you're fine. But just make sure the bra fits your body, that you measure your correct back size so it's not squeezing your back, so that when your shirts fit on you, you don't see these little back patches or different places. Everything fits really smoothly, and it's more comfortable. You'll be more comfortable throughout the day if you get fitted properly and not just assume the size you are. A lot of people don't know their real true size in their undergarments, and I think that's definitely a first step to really go and get fitted and sized and understand what really what size you are that will work with your clothing.
Great point. Yeah, it wasn't until I started getting really good bras that my clothes fit better, and that's where my confidence came from, was just knowing that, you know, everything was lifted, well fitted, and I wasn't miserable in my bra all day. It changed my world. And I do see a lot of people out there who, you know, you might put on something expensive or, you know, look really nice And then if your bra, you know, if you're sagging or, you know, if your bra is just not well fitted, it definitely can break your outfit. So I think that's important to touch on. I also, Tanjiria, I wanted to talk with you about a campaign you started at the end of last year, I Am Enough, this movement. Mm-hmm. I know you're ramping up for 2018. Can you tell us more about this movement and how you're helping other women and girls through the I Am Enough campaign?
Sure. So I Am Enough started, I have a 4-year-old daughter and lots of friends that have children and, you know, and a lot of young people. But, you know, as I started going on to social media more and with all of the bullying on social media and all of the, everything is, you know, so visual, and young women with all of the reality TV and young women thinking they have to pretty much expose themselves, and, you know, they're getting all of these implants and all of these other things and the makeup and everything. And granted, I think makeup enhances, hair enhances, but a lot of what I've been finding is a lot of it is insecurities within yourself. And what I want to help do is help to strengthen the confidence in these women, young, old, it doesn't matter, but to say to them, I am enough. And so the hashtag I Am Enough campaign started with really just trying to incorporate a voice and a unity to tell these women, look, you don't have to be all of these things. You're beautiful within yourself. When you wake up in the morning, as Beyonce said, I woke up like this. You woke up beautiful. You're beautiful inside and out. You just have to believe it. And I want to help to strive, strengthen people's confidence and women's confidence in knowing that you are enough the way you are. The other things that you add could be enhancements, but just know that if you choose not to do that, you are enough. And to take that confidence with you into the world and be who you are meant to be, the queens that you are meant to be, because you are special. And so that's what the campaign is all about. And we are starting to ramp it up this year. We'll be doing lots of different events with it and different things. I have mirrors that I give out to people, to my clients and to other people. And I tell them, take this mirror when you're sitting at work. If you feel defeated, if you feel like something is challenging you, if you feel like you need a moment of strength, take that mirror out, open it, and just say to yourself, I am enough, and I can do this, and I've got this, and just go and do your thing. And so it represents a strength for women to say, look, I know what I have, I know who I am, and I'm strong within myself, and I am enough.
I love that. You know, it's really hard being a woman sometimes. Sometimes you're, you know, we definitely have some competitiveness among us a lot of times, and we judge our beauty and other beauties by the world standards or the media standards, and social media, especially with young people, it kind of, when they post something on Instagram, you're kind of begging for attention or begging for acceptance, or you just want someone to say, you're beautiful. I think that all sparks insecurity and a lack of confidence, and it makes, you know, it can lead to you feeling like, oh, well, maybe I need this surgery in order to be like the other Instagram models. So I love this. This is so refreshing, much needed, especially among young people in this social media-driven world. So I can't wait to see what's in store for 2018 with your campaign. I'm really excited. I just, you know, want to support you in that. And you keep us informed. Let us know how things go and how things are changing the culture and the conversation about women and how women are objectified today in our culture.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes from all places, you know. Unfortunately, I'm a natural hair girl, so, you know, I did the relaxers and I let all that go, and so I'm a natural hair girl. But it was really, really ironic. Even just, you know, my family weren't used to seeing me with natural hair. And I've been natural hair for a while, so now they've gotten used to it and they know I'm just going to do what I do. But are you going to keep your hair like that? Or if I straightened my hair, I'd get a comment that said, oh, there's my tan, as if I was someone different before. And it was just, you know, it's such a lack of understanding of what people's portrayal is. And so it made me really more determined, you know, to do that even with business, with being in fashion. I've had people tell me, you know, you're going to have to change your hair, or you're going to have to do different things with your hair. And I'm saying to them, well, my hair is part of my style and who I am, so either you take it or you leave it. But it's, you know, what I've learned is not to let people define who I am, and I'm hoping that with the I Am Enough campaign, I could teach more people to do that.
Awesome. It takes a lot of courage not to put your standard of beauty in someone else's hands. So I love what you're doing, and this interview was absolutely awesome, Tangeria. I am so thankful that you are here with us today. It's so refreshing to get some insight on personal style, what to wear, what not to wear, and how to really grow our own brand and confidence in choosing clothes that fit well and that really reflect our branding. So I know that the listeners today will be able to listen to this show and take some really good information away, and I'm so thankful for that. I wanted to find out if you have three takeaways that we can glean from this conversation today.
Yeah, I think the first one is invest in a couple of quality pieces. And I would definitely invest in shoes, invest in my shoes, meaning spend more money on your shoes. There's nothing worse than someone that where their feet are hurting because they have on uncomfortable shoes. So invest in good shoes, in good quality shoes. When people look at you coming down the street, you can have on a $10 dress, but if you have on a quality shoe, it's going to be everything. So invest in shoes. I would invest in, you can teeter on handbags, have one or two quality handbags that you have, and then intermix other finds in there, other nuggets. And then shop consignment, not necessarily my consignment, but shop consignment. You will be really surprised at what kind of great finds you find in a consignment store. That's one. And then two, add color to your wardrobe. Make sure you add bouts of color. Most people say, I don't do color well, but just start to slowly incorporate color into your wardrobe, and you'll be surprised at how much it changes your perception of your day, of when you walk out, especially if you have a bad attitude that day, if you're not feeling like you want to face the world. Wear something with some color and see what it does. Thirdly, look in your closet and look at the things that you have in there. And if there are things that you don't really care for, get them out of your closet. If there are things that you feel okay in but you don't really like, but you don't really want to get rid of it, now is the time to get rid of it. Look at the things that you really like in your closet. Start with those pieces and then incorporate more pieces. When you start shopping, shop with the mind frame of, I'm only buying the things that I really like, not things that, oh, I can make this work. Stop making it work and buy the things that work for you, and you'll find the difference in when you dress.
Wonderful. This was awesome. Now, Tangeria, where can we find you online?
My website is ecloset.com. That's ECLOZET.com. And over the course of the next month or so, we're redoing our website and making it more user-friendly and adding some really cool stuff. So it'll be completely different. If you can
email me if you have any questions at twillis@ecloset.com. All of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, we're all at ecloset, so you can find us there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I learned a lot, and I'm confident that our listeners did too.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I had a ball. And if you have any questions, if your listeners have any questions, I'd be glad to answer any questions that they have. I love doing this. I love working with people. I love helping people fit their style choices and fit their needs for what they have, what they want to do with their closet. And I want them to really understand that it's more than cosmetic. Clothing is energy, and clothing will really, really help you to produce more than you have.
Love that. Well, now is to our listeners, speaking of questions, if you guys have any questions for myself or any questions for Tangeria Willis, you can email me at ashantha@gmail.com. We answer all of your questions, show questions, any questions you have for our guests or any questions you have about branding or social media marketing. We would love to answer them. In fact, we have a question today. It's on how to make connection requests on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. It's actually my number two sales generator. Aside from face-to-face networking, LinkedIn is where I make the bulk of my business connections and grow my revenue. And there are some hit or misses when it comes to LinkedIn etiquette. And one of the things that I wanted to start off saying is personalize your connection requests. This is the first and most important tip that I can share with you. It's to personalize each and every connection request that you send out to people. People are far more likely to accept your request if you either remind them of how they know you or explain why they should connect with you. This is especially important when connecting with people you have never met, as many people on LinkedIn don't appreciate connection requests from strangers without a personal message. Think about it. Think about the last connection request that you received that was personalized. Didn't it help set that person apart from everybody else? You may not be aware of this, but if one too many people respond to your invitation by clicking, "I don't know this person," you will end up having your account restricted by LinkedIn. Nobody wants that. This will result in you being required to know the email address of each person you send any future LinkedIn invitations to. This will greatly reduce your ability to connect with prospects and expand your network. If you follow just this one tip, you will greatly increase your success on LinkedIn. I guarantee it. Simply because most people are not doing it, and you are going to stand out. It's all about authenticity. I receive hundreds of connection requests every month, and only 1-2% of them are personalized in any way. So imagine how much you can stand apart from everybody else doing the same old thing. So that is my Ask Shantha for this week. If you have any questions about social media or this podcast, again, email us at askshantha@gmail.com. I want to thank you so much for being here with us today. You can find the Branding with Purpose podcast show on Google, iTunes, Stitcher. You can find us also on the uptomeradio.com website and Facebook page. And I want you to tune in with us next week. You better believe it. We're going to be interviewing another awesome entrepreneur on how to grow your brand with purpose. Hope you have a great rest of your day.